I am Marika Simon.
You're listening to Family Spirit International on the Web Radio Network. The opinions and ideas of the guests of Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie are not necessarily that of the host or Web Radio Network staff. You're listening to Spooky Things with Sarah and Debbie on the Web Radio Network. And now, Sarah and Debbie.
This is Debbie from Shadow Chasers and Hallowed Ground Paranormal Research Council. I'm speaking to you tonight. We're going to have a guest host on tonight, and that's going to be my son, Devin Cribb, and he's also on our team. He's a very intricate part of our team, and Sarah is tonight busy with her mom. She fell down and broke her hip. Oh, I know, it's terrible. And if that wasn't bad enough, the poor girl gets a stomach virus. So she kind of got a double dose there. So she's like, Deb, I got so much going on. I said, don't worry, me and Devin got it covered. So Devin is going to be here very shortly, and he's going to be joining me. So I'm going to start this show off. So everybody bear with me. It's the first time I'm doing this solo dolo here, but everything's going to be great. So anyhow, our topic for tonight is aliens. All right. Do you remember some of those of y'all that were watching or listening in on that last week? I was speaking about a particular show, and the show was called The Fourth Kind. Guys, for those of you that have watched the show, I mean, wow, this show was some scary stuff. And my son, Devin, was actually the one who clued me in on the show. He's like, Mom, I really want you to watch this because it's got, there's a lot of things going on into it. I can't really explain it, but I want you to watch it for yourself. And so last week I suggested, you know, homework for everybody, and that's to watch The Fourth Kind, so that you kind of keep up with what we're talking about tonight. Okay, the fourth kind is the fourth level of an alien encounter, and that is where someone gets literally abducted by an alien kind, and they say they can have experiments done on them, or that they are taken places, but they have actual alien encounters where they are actually taken by them. That is the fourth kind. So the interesting thing for me is there are so many similarities in the fourth kind of an encounter with an alien that they are portraying and that they're talking about. To me, it's strikingly similar to having a experience with the spiritual world. It's so very, very close. Now, there could be good encounters and there can be bad encounters. But the one that's the most frightening, of course, is your bad encounters, the frightening ones. And guys, I am talking, it is right up there. It's so hauntingly similar to a demonic possession. What they describe, all the way from levitating to speaking in tongues to people speaking in like the original language was Sumerian. It is just so strikingly close to it that it really has you wondering, now, could that have been a fourth kind experience, or could it have been a demonic experience? I think with a lot of these cases, it could have gone either way. Now, there are certain experiences that you have during these encounters that, no, that would be an alien encounter because of certain things that, obviously, during a demonic situation, you're not going to see, like, craft in the sky, or you're not going to see these blinking lights blinking around up in the sky. Obviously, that's an alien encounter. But for demonic possession, there are the similarities with those that probably would not go on to an alien encounter. And of course, it has a lot to do with the religious implications that it has with that. Obviously, with the alien encounters, that doesn't occur. However, in this one encounter with this particular production that it was showing, and that is where the alien actually responds, "I am God." That was haunting. That really was. That was mind-blowing, because you have to wonder, what is the depth? What is the absolute depth of an experience with something like that? How, even at the time, can you actually validate it to yourself? What has occurred? What is occurring? It's frightening. I can only imagine the frightening experience that it would have. Traumatizing, beyond traumatizing. Very, very difficult to explain. When I was watching it, this particular movie, I asked several times of my family, play that back. I want to see that. Play it back. This particular movie actually has actual footage of filming, the real footage of them filming when these particular experiences were happening. And this was actual footage. They actually have recordings of what it sounded like while this was occurring. And to me, it was so similar to a demonic encounter. From the voice to the language, what it was saying. Very frightening. I know that a lot of people experience it and they don't say a thing about it because they think, oh, people are going to think I'm crazy. And, you know, some people just simply don't believe. They just don't believe. And there's nothing that you can do about that. And a lot of people just keep quiet about it. And it really makes you wonder, well, all these people that haven't said something about it, what was so traumatizing with them that they haven't said anything? I would love to hear the story. I mean, because these things have really opened up a whole new avenue for me that I really, I'll be honest with you, I really didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. I thought, okay, well, the spiritual world and this, you know, alien encounters are two totally different things, which they are, I believe, for the most part. But what about those encounters that we have, that we believe are paranormal encounters that we have yet to explain? And what kind of a connection could they have with these alien encounters that we don't understand either? And you guys are hearing noises in the background. It's my grandson, so real professional, I know, but I've got me and my grandson here, so if you're hearing it, no, it's not some, you know, something weird back. It's just my grandson, so If you hear weird noises, that's what's going on. But in any case, like I was saying, there are things that really make me wonder about one, parallel universes. Okay, amazing, amazing, amazing subject. But this is going more onto a scientific level that they have actually encountered. And they're saying, no, these things do exist. It's very scientific. I've always known that they did because I've always encountered them. So I've known since I was a child that these exist. I have seen them. I've experienced these for as long as I've been alive, as long as I can remember being alive. Number two, portals. Portals, are they real? Yes, they are. They are real because our team has actually captured a portal and we filmed it. So we actually have this portal. I have sent the footage off to several people and several people have looked it over and they've all, that's a portal. Yeah, it sure is. I have seen quite a few portals, and the one that we actually captured one evening, well, several times we've actually captured this in the same place, in the same area, in the same place. And it's always been identical. It's never changed. It's always been identical. So it's the same thing that we keep catching. But it really does make you wonder what could the connection between those portals and on the SLS, we are literally seeing the portal and seeing figures coming in and out of this thing. Is it paranormal or could it be alien? I don't know. It's something that I don't understand, but it is definitely something that we caught. So there raises a huge question there, absolutely huge question there. In my mind, there, I believe, is a connection. I just think that there's a key here that we just have not quite pieced together. But I sincerely do believe that if not all the time, but many times, I do believe that there is a definite connection between alien encounters and paranormal encounters. Now, I guess they're all considered paranormal because it's beyond the normal realm. But alien encounters, you know, people always see that as something totally different from paranormal. It's really not. It's just all, you know, beyond the normal of what we consider to be normal. But I personally do believe, especially after really doing more internal research as I did after watching this particular film, and the more I've read up on it, I think many, many, many of these things can be connected. As you know, they are doing a lot of work with black holes. There's a lot of research being done with that. And frankly, these huge black holes that they're showing is so very similar to these portals that we're seeing. Obviously, drastically smaller in size. I mean, that's obvious. But it's still, it has the same basic look to it, just on a much, much, much more minuscule level. Are they the same thing? Do they come in varying sizes from absolutely, you know, huge, ginormous things that worlds can fit into, to something as small as something that is maybe 2 foot in diameter that things can still come in and out of, but just on a much, much smaller scale? I think probably, because I don't see the black holes that the scientists see, but they're obviously studying them. They do exist. But I know what we caught is so very similar. And it seems to do the same kind of a thing, just on a much, much, much more minuscule scale. So You know, these are the things that make you go, huh, I wonder. So it's given us a much, much greater room of thought of something I had never really pieced together before. Because I always thought, oh, these are two totally different things. One has no connection to the other. I'm not so sure about that now. I'm not so sure. Maybe not on all the things, but there are, in my opinion, there are many circumstances that I do believe that they are one and the same. It was really frightening, though, when you heard the tape that they were playing on this particular film of when he was talking about who they were and, you know, what they were doing. And his reply was, I am God. Now, obviously, is he the God that most of us think that a God, you know, our God? No, I don't believe that at all. But in their minds, they do rule and they do what they want, when they want, how they want. And in their mind, that makes them God. So, I mean, it can be up for interpretation on a lot of things. Also, another thing that they're also, which I find to be very staggering as well, and these are all things that, for me, have just come up to light within the last, I would say, year. And everybody is saying UFOs, look up in the sky, look up in the sky. And my son Devin has actually done a lot of research on that himself. And he told me one day, he says, Mom, I think that, you know, everybody's saying up in the sky. I don't think that's where they're coming from. He said, I don't think, I think that they can. I think that's where they probably originated from. He said, but a lot of the sightings today, it's not up in the sky. They're in the water. They're beneath us. They're not in the sky a lot. They're below us, in ground, subterranean. I had never even considered that before. And he told me his reasoning on it, and it was shockingly accurate. And so I think that there's a lot of misconceptions that are going on. I think that they can come from either or, but I think that there's a lot more that are coming from, it would be underground, but I think that the entrance way to getting there is through the water. And that's why we're seeing these things coming up out of the water. A lot of people have been saying, oh, we saw a flying saucer, but it went into the water, or it came out of the water and up to the sky. That was something that really nobody had really talked about before, about them being in the water. But Devin was telling me, he said, no, Mom, that's actually pretty common. He says, there's a lot more sightings these days about the watercraft, unidentified watercraft coming in and out of the water and going from the watercraft up into the air, becoming an unidentified flying object versus an unidentified water object. But I mean, it's a very, very, very interesting thing. There, of course, have been alien sightings for as long as I can remember, you know, people talking about them. But where the majority of the sighting is in the fourth kind was coming from Nome, Alaska. And sightings have been coming there, oh, for years. But they seem to have really increased during the 70s and 80s. They really had a big boom of them going on up and around that area at that time. And as I said, I never, you know, I always kind of, you know, kind of put it off saying, well, the paranormal is something that I was more interested in. And I really paid more attention to, because as a child up, I had experienced this. So I was familiar with it. And I knew that I could communicate with that more. I never attempted to communicate with an alien, nor have I ever. I have never encountered something like that. So with the paranormal, of course, I remember paranormal experiences in my life since a young child. So it was just very common for me. Very easy to accept a lot of things because even as a child, when I didn't recognize it as being what it was, I did know that I had encountered that, and it didn't actually frighten me. It was just something I was very familiar with. Aliens? That was something that was kind of like out of my league, and I thought, oh, I don't know anything about that. I've never had an encounter with anything like that. Other than seeing them, I've seen them in the sky. Yeah, 95% of us probably have in one way or another, but not really having a one-on-one experience, I never have. Whereas with the paranormal, I have quite often and continue to this day. It's just very, it's very common for me. We would really like to talk to people who actually have had these encounters. I really want to do a lot more of the research into them. I do know that there's a lot of videotapes, there's a lot of recordings about the aliens, but I would also like to know what is y'all's opinion on this? I, as just being one person, I know that I have gone from being very cautious minded about aliens. And also, I didn't know that much about them at all. I still don't. I really don't, because I've never really centered my research or centered my thought processes on alien encounters. I always thought it was just something not really in my area. But as I've gotten older, heard more, seen more, I really have to sit back and wonder, wow, maybe that's just a bit closed-minded. Maybe something that we have seen has not been paranormal or only paranormal. Maybe they share the similarities with these alien encounters, and maybe in some way that they are connected. I don't know. I don't know. But we really wanted to get a lot of y'all's opinion on it. And just to kind of run it by you guys to see what you guys say about it. I would really like to know. We have many of the basic sightings. This the ship's shooting off into the distance. And when Devin gets here, I'll have him tell you about an encounter that he had with a UFO. And I was on the phone with him at the time. He was in Homestead, Florida, our hometown of Homestead, Florida. And I was already up here in North Florida, where I, had relocated to. And I am now residing up in North Florida. And we were on the phone with one another as we always kept in touch with each other. And he was literally describing to me exactly what he was seeing. And I told him, Devin, you need to write this down so that you don't forget the details. One utmost of important thing to do is to write down your experience, because as time goes on, it'll change in your own mind. But if you've written it down, you're writing down exactly what you've seen and how you've seen it. And that's not going to vary from as you go later on. You tend to forget, or kind of twisted your mind what happened. So with him writing it down, it has remained intact as to what he saw from that day. So I'll have him going ahead and repeat that storyline for you. And actually, he has just come on in. Hey, Devin, want to give everybody a big hello?
Hello, everybody.
We were just sitting here talking about, yeah, I've been manning the baby while you guys have abandoned
Has he been
ship.
a good radio host or
Yes, he
guest?
has.
Yes, he has.
He has been making quite bizarre noises in the background that I have to tell everybody, hey, I'm doing nanny duties. So if you hear something,
I am so sorry.
You should be.
I am very sorry. And I will continue to be very sorry.
I will make sure to it.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, we were talking about the movie The Fourth Kind, which is what you...
Fascinating movie.
Yeah.
Absolutely fascinating movie.
And well, you're the one who brought it up to me.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. I said, you want to see a scary one? I'll show you a scary one.
Yeah, it fit the bill for sure.
Definitely.
But remember when we were talking that my fascination with it was, and remember, I kept saying, rewind that.
Yeah.
Because it was, you just locked your wife out. Because it was a very, to me, it had such similarities between what was going on in the film with alien activity, mm-hmm. but it reminded me so much of what could have been easily a demonic possession.
Yeah.
Right?
Very easily. And I think it something like that is just another way of explaining the paranormal, explaining possessions. I would use it. I mean, for some things that you can't explain, or for some things that someone comes in and tries to cleanse and never gets rid of. It's just right. Some weird force that just religion maybe doesn't have an impact on, and it's a way of explaining or possibly explaining what this phenomenon could be.
Exactly, because a lot of times when exorcisms are done, it's done in a religious
way
format, yeah. In religion.
To an exact T.
Right. And there are times that they have experienced that they've done these exorcisms, mm-hmm. and they've done them in depth, and they've done them numerous occasions,
yeah.
but it never seems to really take effect, or it keeps returning back. And the way that I view it is that, is it possible that this is actually not a demonic possession? That this could actually be an alien invasion versus a demonic possession.
Well, or let's say as they're conducting an experiment, or maybe it's them using the body as a vessel and living a little bit through us.
Right.
It's trying to experience something.
Right. And I mean, I know that just sounds crazy.
As we're fascinated by things, as we're fascinated using science to explain things, or we're fascinated with this, or fascinated with that, question everything, they could too. And if they have the ability to jump in and experience this human like vessel, this human vessel, and just experience our life for a little while, and they just kind of hitchhike and experience and then take it back with them, think about, like, let's say they're tourists.
Right.
celestial tourists that have stopped by and says, hey guys, you want to have a real experience? And
you really want to get scared?
you want curiosity kill the what? Yeah, okay, well, we're gonna give you a doozy. Kind of like when you go to Egypt and you know there's certain places you can't go, but you can pay somebody that takes you there.
Yeah,
you go there anyways.
It's like a guided tour.
Yeah. Very exotic.
Very exotic guided tour.
And you could imagine them all sitting around talking about it, and the one person goes, you guys just need to be more open-minded.
it sounds funny, but it's true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really is.
It is. It is.
So, and I was also explaining when you had done research yourself, mm-hmm. on what we consider to be UFOs, and I remember a conversation that you and I had one day, and you said, but Mom, there's other unidentified objects, and everybody looks up into the sky for mm-hmm. a UFO, but no one's looking below.
Yes. Yes. Well, and I also have another one where I believe our military has such a large budget. And I always thought to myself, I said, man, our military has such a huge budget, and there's a reason why. They probably own these reverse engineered craft. If what we're looking at and is not just a hologram or is actual life, being able to fly these advanced craft that seem to defy gravity, maybe plasma-based engines or who knows, man? You know, your mind can wander. But sometimes I think that if these great cataclysms happen time and time and time again on the surface of the world, then who's not to say that they figured out crawling into the world where the inside may not be as affected as the outside? It makes sense. It also makes sense that I also have one where I believe that sometime not that long ago, there had to have been another cataclysm that occurred that they haven't been able to find yet, because a lot of races all seem to disappear at around the same damn time. You know, they all just kind of just poof, vanished off the map, or right. Those that went to go live into these underground worlds disappeared. There's no trace of anything. There's no trace of them. There's no trace of just, it's just
gone.
Yeah. And very sophisticated built places. This is very sophisticated.
Well, the Incans.
It's not just them. You have other places in Cambodia, India, very advanced temples, very advanced signs of you really needed to know what you were doing. This isn't something someone just sat there and go, I'm going to do this today and it's going to come out like this. That is not, it doesn't compute. But with advanced life, getting back to the crafts, yeah, I believe that sometimes looking up at the sky, yeah, you'll definitely catch a thing or two, but sometimes I wonder what happens beneath our feet.
Right.
That really gets my mind wandering, where it's like, what could be going on beneath Below. Us? Yeah.
Well, I was also explaining that you were saying everybody is looking up into the sky for the UFOs, but nobody is considering, or very few people actually consider the fact that there's the underwater craft.
USOs, yes.
USO.
Yeah.
And that it subterranean as well, that it could be that the water is an entrance way to get down to where they are going subterranean.
Yeah.
And they're coming in and out through the water. And that's when people are seeing them.
Thinking about different
places. Sounds crazy, but I know this is, you know, when we're bringing stuff like this up, they're probably going, oh my gosh, they're really going out there. Mm-hmm. But you know what? No one thought that the paranormal, very few people thought paranormal was real.
Mm-hmm.
Now, millions of people are now realizing, no, it is true. It is out there. It is real.
Yeah.
And now we're also saying, okay, but there can be a connection between the two. And it sounds crazy. It's not crazy, people. From what we've seen, because I was explaining about the portal.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah. And it's still frightening to even look at that film that we have of the portal. It's beautiful, but it's frightening in its.
It's incredible to study.
It is.
It really is fascinating to look at this and go, wow, we're studying something that, you know, it's.
Many people don't even believe in.
No,
but yet we're looking at
looking
it.
We're
looking
it.
Right at.
How do you explain that? You know.
Yeah, it's like walking into the woods and seeing a dodo.
What's also fascinating is that.
They said it didn't exist, but there it is.
It's in front of you, and you can't interact. Even if you walk up and you yourself and your physical, you cannot interact with it. But it's right there. If you walked through it, you wouldn't know the difference.
No, you wouldn't.
Doesn't that make your mind?
Yeah, it does.
Wow, right?
It's just like all the, you know, the spirits. Like when we see spiritual, when you and I see a spiritual, it is hard to explain to other people.
Well, dimensions,
right?
If we could, if that could be a reason why we're not in the proper setting to interact with it, or our minds can't comprehend it, or whatever it may be. But
or that key word, frequencies.
Yeah. Oh, here we bouncing.
Here we go. Here we go.
Bouncing back to something like that. Yeah, that's a fascinating topic.
But it's intricate into what we're talking about, because.
It would have to be vibrating at the
same frequency.
In order to exist here, it's a law that is obeyed. It vibrates. Everything freaking vibrates. So in order to exist in this existence, right, yeah, you're vibrating. It's got a frequency. There should be a way to, as we're seeing it form, you have, it's there. Now, let's figure out what kind of vibration this thing's kicking off. If we can find an exact, like what they call resonance frequency, if you capture that and you, this is here. It is manifested. This bam, it is the smoking gun. You have it. And man, studying something again, it is so interesting to look at that and then go,
and intricate.
The things we can get from that, what we can study off of this.
Right. We've had many, Devin and I have had many, 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 many talks about this, about, I mean, the incredible intricacies of this entire thing. I mean, you have to be right on the money with this stuff.
It's advancing.
It is.
A lot of it's getting advanced, and now we're starting to see new equipment being made by...
Huff Paranormal has just
pioneered things. Incredible. And
he's amazing. He's absolutely amazing.
I love the sound it gives off. It's just even to hear it when it's interacting and you're having voices come through with it, it's actually, I'm not trying to sound weird when I say it, it's kind of pleasing in a way. When you hear a voice come through, it's just, yeah, it gives off this really nice sound that is just really pleasing to even listen to.
To you, to some people, it's absolutely horrifying.
I find it really pleasant to the ears. I like messing with music and such, and
yeah, Devin is a professional DJ, so he plays with that kind of stuff a lot too.
In my free time, I practice manipulating sounds and making different types of beats and intricate noises.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
the whole house shakes.
Sorry,
that's okay. But it's very, very interesting when you start talking about of a more scientific approach to it, on things that many people to this day say that just doesn't happen. That's not true. It doesn't happen. I just wanted to show that to you.
Yeah.
But
thank you.
In any case, a lot of people don't recognize that. And as people, and Devin has been born with the same gifts that has been generational in my family. And many times it goes from daughter to daughter, but in some circumstances, the son is a male child, pick them up as well. Both of my sons have picked this generational gift up. And I was talking to them about, you and I were on the phone one day, and at the same time that we were on the phone, you were describing to me a huge craft.
Oh man.
Yeah, that was scary stuff.
Yeah, down in Naranja area. I'm not going to specify where, but at a house I lived at down in Naranja, I was on the phone with...
Naranja being just a little side city off from Homestead, but the big city would be Homestead. Which
I'm
going to
use
like
the area because that's where the helicopter was. There was a helicopter circling around and around, and he was just going circling around. It was really weird. I was on the phone with an ex-girlfriend of mine, and the ground lit up like as if somebody turned on an overhead light on US-1, one of those lamps, and my whole yard, at least in the area I was at, lit up. And I looked over this coconut tree that we had out in the front, and as I looked up, there was this really bright, like it was glimmering light. As it came down, pieces of it seemed to break off, and this light would follow behind it, and it gave off like a purplish white flame, bluish purplish white flame. Really, really, really weird looking. And as I'm describing what I'm seeing to my ex, the phone's breaking up, and this craft, all of a sudden, as I call out, I'm staring at a UFO. I know this object is beyond us. This thing is beyond anything I've ever seen. It stopped, it hovered, and moved to the left, up to the rightish, and then moved around a little bit at really weird angles that totally just defied law, and just all of a sudden it jolted up. It looked like this cigar shape as it jolted into the sky, and all of a sudden the air around me, like, you know, when you're standing out in open air and a large object would come over the top of you, all of a sudden that overhead air would be definitely feel it. And something very large was over the top of me. We lived on about 2.5 acres out there, and very large house. And that object was beyond, I mean, it was so huge. There was just little red. All I remember is the sky and the ground is just like a really weird reflection. As I looked up, I knew there was something up above, and there was these red dots, lots of these really weird looking LED lights ish. It just kept like on, off, and weird blinking. I mean, it was as far as the eye could see. And all of a sudden it was gone.
Yeah.
And the phone completely broke up. I thought she was still on the phone. Now, the phone was completely breaking up, and she was describing hearing all kinds of weird noises and stuff. And
yeah.
The call, I was using Messer PCS, so that probably wouldn't be uncommon. either way,
yeah.
There's a little stab at them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have sponsorship, right?
Yes, we do.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
Getting back on subject, though.
Please do.
It was a heck of an experience. I drew this object down immediately, went and started drawing down what I experienced. And over the course of time, other people reported seeing certain objects, and I looked for similarities to what I saw. And I saw one not that long ago where an individual had made a comment that after she's seen this object in the sky, there was accompanied by red lights. And the red lights was one that stood out because as how she described the pulsating lights, which they pulsate really, really slow and very weird and ominous. It very unsettling. I ended up seeing a few comments of people that experienced similar sightings. So when you start seeing similarities, you go, well, not everybody could be crazy if everybody's describing the same exact phenomenon. I'll just say for that moment in time in my life, I knew I was staring at something that was absolutely beyond anything I knew of, beyond comprehension. You're just kind of just stunned at what you're looking at because it just defies everything.
But I remember for quite a while, even after you had that experience, you were traumatized by that. I mean,
still,
you were
to this
very,
day,
very traumatized by that.
You get shaken up, you know, you kind of, because you want to explain it, but you can't. And then you want to go, who could own something like this? Or what could have this, what just comes barreling down looking like a falling star, comet, and then all of a sudden stops. There's things falling behind it, light breaking off from it. And then it's bright and then dissipates. And then all of a sudden it just stops and then hovers. And while it hovers, it has this like weird, like delay image that follows behind it. And then it hovers over again, a weird delay image that follows behind it. And it leaves like a little trail, a tail.
Right.
As it's hovering, and then all of a sudden it just goes from a circular object with a kind of like blackish dot center and then elongates like a cigar shape and it just disappears. And then I all of a sudden, you know, as I'm standing there, I just feel all the air around me just kind of like get compressed and it gets really eerily silent over the top of me. And then I look up and see all of these weird ominous red lights. And yeah, I mean, when something like that happens, you kind of like try to figure out how to, you know, wrap your mind around it, you know? And first time I've kind of like ever really talked about it over a platform like this. I hope the men in black don't come knocking at my door. But yeah, it's it changed the way I thought about things and look at things. Maybe for the better. I want to say probably for the better, because it's kind of calming in a way to know that there's something out there that's that advanced. And it took time, and its existence, it was over the top of me and I was staring at it. How do you explain that? You know, you want to make sense of it? There you go. You make sense of it like that. We shared a moment in life together. And think about the odds of that too. In my existence, as I am as a person coming into this world, my age, my time, everything, just at that exact moment, I'm there. And so was it.
Right.
And we shared that moment. And, you know, what are the odds in one's lifetime to experience something like that?
I've never experienced something like that. As I was explaining earlier, I've never really had a alien encounter that I'm aware of.
I'm not going to say, in a way, maybe alien. I kind of don't like the term alien.
Yeah.
I don't like the term at all, because something that advanced was clearly around way before us. So, or has been in existence for a very long time to have understanding of such complicated sciences to develop something like that. So kind of wonder how we're coming along as a civilization. If something like this is real and what I saw was, you know, this isn't some holographic moment, or I don't even know how to say it. It's if life is that advanced around us and we're not getting with the program or all coming together and understanding it, then more people are going to have traumatizing experiences.
Oh,
And because
absolutely.
they won't have a proper explanation. And if those that do know about this stuff and know this is real and can start telling the world, hey, you know, like these encounters that you're experiencing, yes, this is real, this really happened, and this is what it is, this is who it could be, you start making understanding of things. But you're left up to your own marbles, your own world when you go through something like that to make sense of it. And you hope others, you know, trust in what you're saying is true and go, wow, you know, I wish I
Okay.
could make sense of that.
Now, let's go ahead and take that experience that you had. Now, you've also had really very, very traumatizing paranormal experiences as
Oof.
well.
Oh my God. The house and homestead. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I want you to compare those two. Compare those two.
One was more of a harassment, a haunting, if you would. It targeted me. And the other was just, what are the odds of having an encounter of that kind with that, you know, two completely different worlds.
Okay.
Wait, I'm going to say the two completely different worlds, where
Right.
one are visitors and maybe doing an experimentation. The other one is just straight malice.
Okay. So, and that fits into what I've always experienced as well. They're two different, completely night and day,
different worlds.
Different worlds.
Way different.
I've never thought of a connection in any way.
One feels like it's falling through another dimension to get here. My theories on, well, different theories that I have on what I believe these entities could be. And there's a reason why religion is used on them, because you could be using something that's more primordial than you maybe even comprehend. And hence why they're able to combat these things, these visitors that come from different realms. It's how they use the body, how they mind. It's kind of like a merger of essences.
Now, are you speaking of alien or are you speaking of demonology?
And let's say in the realms of demonology, but even alien, because let's say if, I hate using that word, life in general, if they're this advanced and they understand, for instance, if something knows how to travel through dimensions to get here or break through barriers to get here, clearly it has a very advanced understanding of sciences and how to manipulate them to get here, or to manipulate the body to do its bidding.
Right.
Let's say extraterrestrials would have an understanding of those sciences as well. Let's say there are some that know you're not to interfere with humanity, and the others don't care.
Right.
And their purpose is to manipulate and mess with humanity. Again, you have a good and evil, wouldn't you? A yin and a yang.
Yeah.
So
I suppose that you would.
So advanced life that's able to travel here, be it through wormholes or celestial, you know, space travel, or just jumping through its dimensions to get here, to walk where the rain isn't. And as close as they appear to be, they're different worlds. I believe they're way different, in the sense of what their overall goals would be.
Now, from what you have experienced, do you believe that there could be, well, I hate using the word could be, because anything is possible, just like that's one thing that we've
everything
always,
is any,
everything is possible.
Everything
it doesn't
is.
Matter. Anything is possible with anything.
The impossible is possible.
The impossible is possible. And you and I have spoken on this particular subject as well. Do you believe that a fourth kind encounter could explain what we believe to be a demonic possession was not a possession at all, but it was an invasion of these visitors. If I'm trying to use a decent word here. I hate using the word alien myself. To me, it just sounds like something that's on a cereal box.
It makes us sound unsure.
It makes us, yeah.
You know.
So they're really not alien at all.
Who knows what exactly they are.
But do you believe that that could explain some of these things that we thought were possessions, were not possessions at all, but someone who has been interfered with by an extraterrestrial?
In the sense that where religion doesn't seem to work on this particular thing, mm-hmm. Where they go calling in individuals, the specialists of the Vatican or of these high realms in the church, and no matter what they do to these, it just doesn't work. It's like something that's just way beyond them. Yeah, most definitely. It could just be you encountering something that is just absolutely beyond all explanation. And where religion doesn't seem to have an effect, there needs to be an explanation as to why. That could be an easy explanation to it. And not to mention in the movie, you kind of see people whose their memories are becoming suppressed. This could be really interesting because individuals that are possessed and aren't even aware of it.
Right.
You have some people that all of a sudden they say something clicks in their head and makes them do things they would never have done, shootings, or maybe even going as far as, you know, suicides. Who knows how deep the rabbit hole could go on something like that. Again, these are all speculation.
Exactly.
But that's what the questioning is. Questioning, having questions to figure out an absolute answer.
Well, really, there's speculation. You have to have speculation in order to proceed forward with investigation to come up with an answer.
Right. Don't be scared to question.
No, never, never.
And even in fear of what others may think of you.
Who cares?
Who cares? Expand the mind. You know, I get sometimes traversing in the realms of total madness is probably not the best path to take, but just expanding the mind and actually questioning something, that is a beautiful thing to do, because you definitely have to conquer yourself, and you have to conquer the fear of others. And you got to conquer some things, and it's a very a fascinating trait to have.
It is
in today's world.
And you know, growing up in the family that you have grown up in, I mean, there have been a lot of, you know, questions about because of what we do, because not everybody agrees with the way that we view things.
That's okay.
And you know, when we first start all this out, this is all before, you know, paranormal became cool. And you know, now it's like everybody wants to be a part of it.
Well, thanks to things that trend.
Yes, it's been a trend.
A trend is a very powerful word these days, a very powerful thing these
But it's
days.
How you get answers as well.
Could be.
Because you have so many different minds looking at the same problem in different ways.
Yeah. Like a giant think tank.
Yeah, exactly.
I miss those.
Yeah.
70s had it right when they made those big
they did.
Sections where you could sit there and just talk and communicate. I believe things like that should come back.
And that's why we have this. That's web radio. It just makes it so wonderful because.
Yeah, to connect with other listeners.
To connect with other listeners.
Who are just as fascinated as you.
Exactly. So.
We should probably look for your most prized listeners, those that are very dedicated to your shows.
Mm-hmm.
Be interesting to bring them on. You know, maybe they may have couple of things to talk about, you know, maybe for a guest, special guest night, you know, you can
find
some of your top listeners, and you know, it's cool to reach out to people, to others that are.
I want to reach out to anybody that's out there who has a story, who would like to share the story.
Tell it.
Yeah. Tell it to us. And you know, it just doesn't, I don't go making stuff up.
No.
You know, that's not fair to anybody.
Use the platform to let it out and release any kind of, if it's traumatizing you, but just to release it, to tell others, you know, to connect. It may bring you it may bring you some acceptance, and
it may bring you some answers,
and others too.
Absolutely.
To help, you know.
Absolutely. What we find this to be incredibly fascinating, and I really think that there's a lot of answers out there. I think there's answers out there already that have been suppressed.
Oh yeah, discoveries every day, I'm sure.
Oh, all the time, and
it's disappointing that
it is
that such knowledge could be withheld from. We're all deserving of knowledge, all of us. Just as equivalent to we are of love, and to have those great minds, these incredible people of science and religion suppress things. It's, and you want to talk about traumatizing it. It's, you kind of forget that we're a species with amnesia, like Graham Hancock says, and there's many reasons why that all attribute to all of this. I cannot stand thinking about that. Certain knowledge being withheld from others and from the world, and only a small select few know of it. Kind of infuriating, because you want to see this world advance beyond what it is now, and see people advance beyond who they are now, knowing we're capable of so much more as a society.
And they withhold the knowledge.
God, do they ever? Ed, that infuriates me too, in a way that so passionate. And I believe everyone's really deserving of this now. It's here for a reason. We rediscover what's already here, what's already out there. It's been there longer than us. And we just rediscover. And they use the term redefining the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's simply just rediscovering all that was left behind that we are rebuilding from a destroyed world. And when you see it kind of coming to a standstill instead of a continued advancement,
right?
And you know in your heart, and you see it, I mean, the proof is in the pudding, you see it where we're kind of like at a standstill as a species. It's like we've peaked.
And we've seen this, and we've seen this repeatedly over centuries.
Oh my God, yes.
Over eons of time, we've seen the destruction and then the reestablishment.
The peaking of humanity, and then this rapid decline right afterwards.
Right.
Whereas we right now haven't, it seems that we've peaked, but we've been at a stalemate of a peak. It's been like a constant, this is it, but knowing this peak should be so much, we should be so much more.
Yeah.
So much more. And knowing there are other minds like ours out there, we could be and do so much more as a society, but we're so fragmented is, I think, a good word to say. It's, yeah, it's disheartening.
These are our views. We'd love to hear from where you're coming from on it. And remember, this is the fourth kind, and that is an experience actually with, for lack of a better word, aliens, or either abduction, experiments done on the body, on the mind
especially
on the mind.
And then when we break through that veil and start unlocking those secrets in our mind, there have, you know, where those go crazy because they don't want to go through it again, because now they're aware of it. They don't want to go through it anymore. They want the families to go through it because they've become self-aware, and it's kind of a symbolic message in a way, because it's like, well, if others became self-aware and the world went into chaos because of it, maybe that could be a reason why they're suppressing. I mean, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
You imagine everybody becoming self-aware and then, you know.
That's frightening, actually.
All at the same time?
That's frightening. That
no
is,
more a species
very
with amnesia?
No, that's
happen?
Frightening.
I think,
that's,
yeah.
That's terribly frightening.
That's a good point.
We would really like to have your views on this.
Absolutely.
It's like the silence on it really needs to kind of stop, and everybody just kind of work together and share views and share opinions about what, because it's happening to you guys. It's a personal thing for everybody that's experienced something like this. It's a very, very personal situation that occurs. And at the same time, even though it's so personal, you still want it to be known.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's almost like it's eating away inside people for them to say, hey, I experienced this.
Hey, what really eats at you is when you open up to someone you confide in them and you kind of start, you know, you talk to your friends and family, or you talk to others about it, and you finally do open up about it. And then this feeling of, as you're describing and you're going through the story, you kind of feel like this immediate shutdown, this dismissal of what you're talking about. And it kind of, that eats at you too, because it's like, man, you know, I've tried so hard to tell other people, enlighten other people, or you're just doing it to get it out finally, you know, because it's a weight on your soul.
Sure it is.
And then you feel this instant dismissal.
Yeah.
Man, you know,
it's a huge letdown.
Yeah.
So, you know, for you guys that are out, you're not alone. Other people have experienced the same thing. It's actually quite common. I hate to say it, but it is. But we would like to hear from you. We would like to hear what you've seen, what you've experienced. And so many of these stories are so bizarrely similar, coming from completely different
parts of the world. Yeah.
Where there is no connection actually at all. All walks of life.
Experience the same thing.
And, you know, the truth is in there. There's definitely the truth in there. But we do think that after this coming to light, it could very possibly explain a huge connection between portals, alien encounters, and demonic activity.
When
so much of that could be connected.
When coincidence becomes connections.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Very good. Yeah. Came to me. I was like, ooh.
Oh, impressive.
Thank you, Plato.
Oh, no problem.
I think I'm starting to inherit some philosophies.
Absolutely.
I'm becoming more enlightened as this interview goes on.
Absolutely.
I'm doing this more often.
Yeah, you should.
This was a good experience.
It was a good experience. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, absolutely.
I am having a I came right into, I was like, yeah, you know, I was like, can't leave mom hanging. I got to get there.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I know she's holding the fort on her own. And as I come in, I was like, I got to just slide on in. And what's going on, everybody?
Well, Sarah says, thank you very much for holding up her cup for her while she's out, you know, tending to mom there.
I'm shining her grill.
Absolutely, Sarah. You'd be proud of him.
Thank you for the chair, Sarah. Thank you for the chair.
Absolutely. And I'm going to give everybody a big heads up to put some prayers out for Sarah and her mom right now. They're struggling right now, but she'll be back next week. And things are starting to get a little bit better over there. Mom had a real bad fall and she broke her hip. So Sarah's holding down the fort for her there at the hospital, and then poor Sarah ends up getting a stomach flu.
Oh my Lord.
Yeah, it's a double dose going on for my poor sissy out there. But absolutely. And I miss her so much. You know how me and Sarah are. It's just
yes.
We are just inseparable. That's my girl. So and we want to thank everybody out there for supporting us and to listen to what's going on out there. And, you know, we may not have your answers, but we sure do give you an ear for, you know, anything you want to talk about. We're here. And a big shout out, though, for Web Networks. And that is the Paracomicon coming up in Ozark, Alabama.
Incredible.
It is, isn't it?
All those minds congregating, all those teams, all those,
I know,
really brilliant people of their, you know, masters of their craft as well.
Each one of the guests at the Paracomicon is absolutely brilliant. They're absolutely brilliant in their own right.
I look forward to
sitting
kicking back and hearing what they have to say and looking at all these new discoveries. I'm sure they're going to have all kinds of new fascinating equipment.
I know,
you know,
you never know what they're coming up with.
You never know. There's always something new that these minds get together and create something new and fascinating to go out there and investigate with.
So, you know, anybody who wants to check out this Paracomicon, it is in Ozark, Alabama. Woo! And it is on August the 19th and the 20th.
Wow.
I know. I can't wait. I know you're going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be there. Spooky Things with Debbie and Sarah. We're going to be up there. And Leetrianna Brown with Repossessed.
Wow.
Yeah. She is so funny, you guys. Killing she it. Is. And she's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And she's got her the two co-stars with her. They're going to be there.
Yeah, celebrities in the building.
We will. And, of course, Jeremy Leonard is going to be there from 28 Days Haunted.
Big shout out there.
I mean, this is just, we're just breaking the very surface of who all is going to be at this Paracomic Con.
It's stacked.
It is.
Absolutely stacked.
It is just, it's going to be an absolute, and then we're not even talking about the comic part of it. This is just the paranormal part.
All the extra booths and trinkets and all kinds of things for sale. Oh, yeah.
You guys been wanting to find one of those, you know, hard to find comic books. That's the place to go to get it.
That too. Oh, I'm just looking forward to walking around and enjoying the atmosphere.
I know. It is just going to be great.
It's going to be a blast.
Me and Sarah are just like,
counting the days.
We are. We're counting the days. We're both so excited, and you're going to be there.
Oh.
I couldn't keep him away. He's going to be there. So I can't wait to meet everybody who comes up there. Please come by and say hello to me and Sarah, and Devin's going to be up there.
Mm-hmm.
Love to meet you. And so many people to meet August the 19th and 20th. Please put it on your calendars. Come on up and see everybody. You can't go wrong.
Be there or be square.
That's right. So I want to thank everybody for listening in on the show. It's definitely a show with one of those things to think about. But that's what we're here for, is to make you think about things, because remember, there's an answer for everything. We may not ever find the answer, but it sure is a lot of fun looking for it, isn't it?
Man, I'll tell you what.
It really is. It really is.
You go conquering your interests.
Yeah.
Fun.
So we're going to give you a goodbye for tonight, and we'll be seeing you next week. And the best to everybody. And we'll be talking to you next week.
Blessings, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Are you looking for web design, press releases, blog posts, product descriptions, academic writing
to cheat in class,
social media marketing, and even logo design? Don't worry, there's a lot more, but I'm not going to list them right here. You need to visit Arden Marketing Enterprises at arden-ent.com. That's arden-ent.com. Or if you would like to speak personally to the owner of Arden Marketing Enterprises, call Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Again, Teresa Fikes at 334-648-1214. Get on it.
Have you thought about becoming a published author? Don't have time around work, school, or family? Let us do the work for you. Save time by allowing eWriter Resources to work for you. You deserve the best online writing services available. Let us make your book and your dreams come true. Be a published author in 14 days when we custom ghostwrite your ebook. If you need an expert, allow us to handle your business writing and ebook. We are capable of creating ebook covers, websites, and all the content to go on it. Check us out at eWriterResources.com.
Coming soon.
Deep South Paracomic-Con 2023.
Check out this amazing event that will have you laughing and screaming all at the same time.
This event has it all. From some cast members from The Walking Dead, workshops to help with psychic abilities, an oddities room, and even more. Not to mention the yummy food and amazing guest speakers. Don't miss out on this amazing paranormal experience. Get your tickets now as spaces are limited.
Don't forget the kiddos. It's a family-friendly event.
Deep South Paracomic-Con in Ozark, Alabama, August 19th and 20th, 2023. Visit www.deepsouthparacomiccon.com to get your tickets today.
Simone, your favorite paranormal researcher from the show Ripa Says. If you want to watch her season one, just go to Hulu, check the reality TV section, look for Repossessed, and there you go. Our first full episodes are full of stories, haunted objects, and amazing people that we met in all of our journeys. Make sure to follow me on social media at Marika Gaga. I would love to connect with you. Tell me about your secret haunted objects that we need to investigate. Tell me about everything you want. And do not forget to tell your friends to watch Repossessed.